broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And a very pleasant good evening wherever you are. Good morning and welcome to the only talk show in the world that knows what it's talking about. A show that goes places other talk shows wish they could but can't. A show that is for patriots by patriots. And a show that continues lockstep into the future with you, with I, with all of us together so that we, you, me, her, she, it, all of them. We need the boot marching, bud.
Oh.
You, me, her, she, it. Hurry up, bud. You, me, it, sure, she. Thank you. God, man.
I forgot.
You forgot. Anyway, we do have on the line with us Dr. Jim Sadler. And Dr. Sadler, how you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Hold on. You're not up yet. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And tonight, the debt ceiling bill passes the House. Even Representative Gabrielle Giffords voted. We're going to talk with special guests, Representative Emery, Professor Emery Clayton, Dr. Ron Turner, and Larry Grover. And Dr. Jim Sadler joins us in just a moment to discuss how the recession is affecting doctors. After all, one of the first things that we talked about when President Obama was sworn in, after he was sworn in, one of the very first conversations we had, you remember? It was the health care bill. And the debt ceiling so-called crisis wasn't even entering our minds in those days. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation we'll have in just a moment with Dr. Jim Sadler. Our affiliate spotlight tonight is on KTLK and KFI, both of them in Los Angeles, our flagship stations in L.A., and WBXY in Gainesville, Florida. Three great radio stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. Phil Hendry, medical update here. Went back to the doctor today. I got another antibiotic. I still have a infected throat. It doesn't seem to be anything more than that. And the doctor for the first time said to me, you know, Phil, you had pneumonia a year and a half ago. You're still at risk. I said, I quit smoking. It doesn't matter. We got to get past just a few more months past this. And he's very busy. So I think there's a lot of colds going on this summer. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether I'm trying to be funny when I say, you know, the Chinese and the Indians in Toronto, but I don't know. Maybe all of the travel that all of us do, we're spreading some stuff around. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line is Dr. Jim Sadler in San Diego, California this evening. And we watched our elected representatives today dealing with a situation, whether it was a crisis, whether it was a crisis that was only in the minds of some, whether it was in fact a crisis only recognized by some, whether we have enough money, whether we don't have enough money, whether we're going to get our credit rating downgraded, whether we would or we wouldn't, I don't know. But with me here is Dr. Jim Sadler. And as I said, Dr. Sadler, at the outset, the health care bill,
I heard that was a very good point that you made, Phil.
The discussion of the health care.
It was the very first thing that was discussed by the president, and it was the very first thing that was discussed, I think, in earnest by the American people, the United States Congress, and that was the health care bill. And how much it was going to cost, how much money we have, how much money we don't have, and what it was going to mean to the American people. And I think that that's a very good point you made, because it was the touchstone, the beginning of what eventually became an enormous discussion, Phil, of the finances here in the United States.
So so-called Obamacare passed with a great many changes. There's no public health option. It was very interesting. I was talking with my ex, Maria, and she was talking to me about her son and one of my employees, terrific kid, Alex. And we were discussing health insurance. I'm at a place right now where I can actually get health insurance for my employees. I don't have that many. We are in a position where we've been offered a health plan that I think could work.
That is terrific. If you can do that, Phil, that's terrific.
But here's the thing. He was looking into it, and he was looking into this insurance exchange. I'm assuming that's what it was, because he found an enormous number of plans that he had a very difficult time working his way through?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know how what you mean by that. If you mean that there's so many options out there that we can't, I don't know. I'm a doctor, so I take care of my own health. But Obama, I think, Phil, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Obama has hurt a lot of the middle class with this stimulus package and the resulting high unemployment. And
well, I'm just saying that the, this was what he was looking at. He saw a whole lot of different plans. He's not really sure what to choose. He was very confused. I said, well, are they affordable? He said, yeah, there's a lot of them that are very affordable. A lot of them have a very low deductible. He's got one now that isn't that good. So what I'm saying is I had an opportunity to take a look at a couple of health care plans, insurance plans, I should say, for my employees. So things maybe are easing to that extent.
Well, if they're easing to that extent, and this is what I wanted to talk to you. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think people, Phil, are still having a difficult time paying their medical bills, still having a very difficult time paying their medical insurance. If you would ask the question right now on your phone lines, how many of you people out there are still having a difficult time paying for your health insurance? I have no doubt. I have no doubt at all that there would be an enormous number of people. And I see it in my own business.
I was going to ask you, are people paying on time? Are they coming in with
people who do not have insurance, and there are a significant number of those who are just paying themselves. They are more and more late with their payments. More and more are sending in partial payments. And even those people who do have insurance plans that I don't recognize or are very difficult to deal with for my office staff, we don't get paid on time by a lot of these insurance carriers, Phil.
And really? This is a big problem?
I don't want to say it's a big problem, but I'm noticing that...
Is this a problem that is the result of the insurance company itself or of your staff?
I don't think it's of my staff. My staff is very competent.
All right, I understand that. I'm just curious.
My staff is very competent, and I don't think that I would... I don't want to go there. I don't think it has anything whatsoever to do with my staff. I think it has to do with the Obamacare insurance companies. A lot of them, in my opinion, fly by night. A lot of them, I wouldn't... you say that your nephew or...
He's my stepson.
Your stepson has a large, potpourri of insurance companies. I believe that when I see it.
What are you doing then to dealing with people who are paying late? Are you giving them the grace period? Are you finding yourself sort of stuck in the middle as the doctor who wants to heal people? You also need to get paid.
Well, that's exactly it, Phil.
You want to get paid, but you don't want people to be turned away.
I'm not going to turn anybody away. I'm a doctor. I took a Hippocratic oath. People that are not paying on time, I want to help them. But you have to understand, I'm a human being. And when someone doesn't pay me on time, it affects my business. It affects my ability to pay my staff. It affects my ability to do business. It certainly affects my ability to help other patients that I may give a very large discount to, for instance. And so, therefore, I may get very angry. I might have feelings that I have to deal with. And that is my biggest problem. It isn't really the fact that my business is threatened, although that's a big problem. The biggest problem, Phil, is feeling that I'm being taken advantage of.
But people are not taking advantage of you.
Not in any overt sense, no. But they know that when they're late paying, and they give me a story, and they always are going to, this is what happens when you're in business, and you have someone that owes you money, they give you a story.
It's not always a story. I mean, everybody's having a hard time making payments on time.
Are you? Are you late with your bills?
I am not a big employer, okay? I don't have a large staff like you.
Well, all right, so I do have a large staff. And I need to express to my patients, I can't walk in and say, you're late with your payment. I don't want to treat you until you pay me because you're making me angry. So I have found some things that are simple. I've shared these with other doctors. I've shared these with other health practitioners. These are ways of taking off stress and ways that you can deal with these problems and feel better.
So what are we talking about here, Doc? We're talking about...
We're basically talking about dealing with stress in the environment of a healthcare practice where you're not getting paid on time.
Okay.
I can give you an example.
Give me one example, and then we're going to take a break.
Well, this is what a lot of times I will do if someone is in an examining room, and I know there's someone that has been paying late. I will walk over to the door and pretend like I'm opening it so they can hear the door handle rattle. And then I will say something like, oh, really? Is there something? And then I'll walk away. I'll come back maybe 5 minutes later, open the door partially with the door handle, then close it again and leave. And
so what is that about? I mean, it sounds to me like are you...
Well, I'm getting back a little of what they put me through. And yet I am not coming up to them and saying, you are not paying me. You know, I'm not humiliating them that way.
But you're attempting to irritate them?
What I'm attempting to do is to... I'm trying to get back a little of the emotional energy that I put out worrying about whether they're going to pay me or not.
Well, what you're doing, though, is irritating them.
If you want to call it that.
I mean, if you walk up to a door, it sounds to me like the person's in the examining room.
Yes.
And you rattle the door handle.
Yes, and then I leave, and then I come back and partially open it, then close it. Then I come back, and I pretend like I'm taking the chart out of that that sleeve that they have in the door, and the people will anticipate that I'm going to come in. Then I put the chart back in, and then I leave again. And what I'm doing is I'm exacting a little bit of emotional payback, yes, for what I've been put through.
Boy, these are very weird times.
Phil, weird times demand some, if you forgive me, weird action.
And no, these are some, these times are so strange. All right, we're going to be back here. We're going to take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. With me is Dr. Jim Sadler on the emotional toll that people not paying on time is taking on doctors and what he's doing to get back, as he calls, get back some emotional payback. Now, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, if you've had similar experiences, or you want to talk to Dr. Sadler tonight, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us as we talk here about the hardships that doctors, I mean, there's all kinds of people experiencing hardships, Jim.
Well, Phil, there's no question about that. There's no question about that.
But I'm not saying that you don't have a right to complain either. I mean, doctors, everybody.
First of all, the thing that I would say more than anything about doctors and about what we face, we're going to treat people that are sick. We're going to treat people that are not well. There's no question to that. I'm not going to turn someone away. I took a Hippocratic oath that I take very seriously. And I am simply saying that the Hippocratic Oath that I take seriously, I will take seriously all the way down the line.
But when you say you take a Hippocratic Oath seriously and then you want to exact some kind of revenge.
Well, no, I didn't use the word revenge.
Well, you said an emotional payback.
I want to equalize the emotional trauma that is being done to me. When I have to worry about whether someone's going to pay me, and they don't pay me, you can walk into the room there, and you can sit down with the patient, and you don't have to say to them, oh, you know, you're not paying me. You can simply say to them, for instance, if you're looking at the chart, you can say, an intake of breath is what I call it, as if you're looking at something that's shocking on the chart. And,
but that's utterly cruel, you know.
Well, it's also utterly cruel not to pay me on time. There's nothing wrong with them. I would never do that to someone that was really ill. If someone was really ill and I saw that, I would go, but I would tell them what's wrong with them. For someone...
So in other words, you're giving a sound of shock or horror.
I wouldn't call it horror, but I'm looking at their chart and I'm pretending as if I see something wrong physically, and I'll go, Jesus, something like that. And naturally, they say, what's wrong, doctor? And I'll say, excuse me. And then you leave, and you can come back and mess with the door handle and go back out. You hush tones.
Aren't you putting somebody through some very, very seriously traumatizing, a very traumatic emotional episode there? You know,
well, Phil, understand something. We're in a recession where I don't know whether I'm going to be able to pay my staff. I mean, I can pay my staff. I don't have a problem paying my staff. But still, when you're in a recession, I think it's fair to say I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay my staff, even though I know I can pay my staff, because the economic times demand this, you see. So,
but can you pay your staff?
I'm sorry, Phil, say that again.
Can you pay your staff?
Yes.
So you have no problem paying your staff?
I have no problem paying my staff, no. But when someone is late,
So somebody being late with their payment is no big thing?
Excuse me, Phil, but yes, it is a big thing, because they've made a commitment to pay me, and now they're late paying me. You understand? So when someone is late paying me, then I'm going to say... Then I'm going to be worried that I'm not going to get paid, and then they pay me. You understand what I'm saying?
You're worried they're not going to pay you, then they pay you, and you've already gone, you know, you've already put them through these emotional the episodes.
What I've done is I've simply looked at, I'll do something like I'll take their blood pressure, I'll look at the blood pressure, and I'll say, oh my God, you know, I'll say, not oh my God, I won't say that, I just won't say anything.
And so you're trying to worry them. You're trying to upset them.
As they have upset me and worried me, yes. Yes.
Okay, but I don't know how much they worry you and upset you to the point where you go outside, you mess with the door handle, you come back, mess with the door handle, come back again, you pretend like you saw something shocking on their chart.
You're doing this, Phil, so that people don't go, I've got a term that I use. It's called, I call it going road.
And going what?
Going road.
Can you spell that?
R-O-A-D. When someone goes road on me, that means that someone is trying to jump off the bus, so to speak, and, you know, get off, run away. They're trying to go road. They're trying to get on the road and run away. And when I have someone go road on me, then I'm going to have to do something to get them back on the flatbed truck, as I call it. It's a flatbed, and I see my patients as all being on this flatbed, and I'm driving it. And when they go road, I got to get them back.
So you, I don't know what you mean by any of this. So you scare them, and you say to them the things that you've said to them. I'm going to take a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Gloria in Los Angeles, go ahead, please.
Yes, I just think your doctor's a sociopath. And the definition of a sociopath, I have it right in front of me, is someone who behavior is aggressive.
Well, I know what a sociopath is, ma'am. I know what a sociopath is, and I can assure you I'm not that at all.
Someone who's aggressively antisocial, like you're talking over me right now.
Well, you're not telling me anything I don't know, so why should I listen?
Well,
you know?
The listeners might want to be enlightened, sir. But you're talking
I'm the doctor. I'm the doctor, so
and
I know more about it than you do.
Why don't we let the caller say what she wants to say?
Okay,
I just think that if you are a doctor, you are wrong.
You're wrong.
Will you let the lady finish?
Thank you for admitting I'm a lady, sir. Now, the lady is saying that the gentleman who is a doctor... took a hit of
yes.
Oh, which means
yes, I did.
You are.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Bound.
Yes.
To.
Yes, I am.
Administer this oath with or without money, hoping that you.
No, I don't. I don't administer the oath. The oath was already administered.
I know
the point is, you don't take the oath to upset people.
Well, in front of you, you'll see the Hippocratic Oath that I think you've administered, right?
Hold on for a minute. Gloria, hold on. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Call her lady.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And with us is Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego as we talk about different businesses dealing with this economy. And for you, Dr. Sadler, some of the ways that you say you are equalizing the emotional toll. That your patients put on you by not paying on time, it sounds like you're trying to torture them.
Come on, Phil.
What else do you call it? I mean, why can't you go up to somebody and say, you know something, you didn't pay me on time. I'm very disappointed. I need to get this money.
Because I took a Hippocratic oath not to treat people. And
but did you take a Hippocratic oath to torture them?
Oh, I'm not torturing them. I'm walking up to the door. I'm opening it as if I'm going inside. They get all excited, and then I close the door.
Let me go back to Gloria. We'll get a couple of phone calls in here tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Gloria in Los Angeles. Go ahead, ma'am.
Does that not meet the definition of being aggressively antisocial, which would be the definition of a sociopath?
No, it does not, because a lot of people are aggressively antisocial. A lot of people are aggressively antisocial and still have emotions. A sociopath has no emotion. A sociopath has no ability to feel empathy.
Okay, well,
I certainly do.
I feel victimized by this person's
yes.
behavior, but
in some
I'm
ways.
Sorry. A lot of us feel victimized in America right now, and we still have to conduct ourselves with class and couth and understanding that we have a job. And your job, sir, is to be a doctor. No?
My job is to be a doctor, but not for free. I don't see, is there something that says you work for free? Of course not.
Are you taking advantage of the United States of America as a free country that you would not be able to have the same privileges and rights as a citizen anywhere else on the planet? And you want to
I could be a doctor in Canada. I could be a doctor in England. I could be a doctor in many countries.
But you should, because here we're suffering.
But in America, we don't work for free.
Dr. Sadler.
Where you can work for the government.
Well, no, I'm going to ask people to pay. For instance, if Gloria came to me, which I'm sure she wouldn't, but let's say she did, and she didn't pay me on time, I'm not going to torture you, Gloria. I'm not going to come to you and say I'm not going to treat you. Of course I'm going
to
treat you.
Close it and do what you did to your other patient and call yourself a decent doctor, no?
Why, and I want to just say something here, Dr. Sadler. When you say to a patient, when you go like that and you scare them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, will you? I don't understand what you mean.
You're purposefully trying to scare them by looking at their chart.
Yes, but there's nothing wrong with them. I would not do that if there was something really wrong with them, you see. So Gloria would think this is bad. And all I would do with Gloria is I'd look at her
Anyone
chart and say, oh, my.
Anyone would think it was bad.
But there's nothing wrong with you, Gloria. And
she doesn't know that, though.
I don't know that.
If I looked at your chart, Gloria, and I went, oh, my God, and I steadied myself as I walked out of the room, you wouldn't think that was a joke?
Sir, you need to go back to church or synagogue and find your faith and walk in it.
Phil, I asked the lady a question.
It's a stupid question, Dr. Sadler, with all due respect.
What is stupid about it?
If you looked at her chart and you said, oh, my God, and steadied yourself walking out of the room.
Wouldn't she think that was a joke?
Obviously not.
No.
Why would... Well, you're laughing now, so that proves that you're
No, the truth. I wouldn't think it was a joke. Absolutely not, sir.
If I took your blood pressure and I said, and I didn't say anything to you, and I ignored you if you asked me. And I'm trying to see what scares people and what doesn't. And
well, go experiment on somebody else. Gloria, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
That woman said something to me, walk in my faith. Now, that is a term that is being used these days by a lot of the Christian, by the Christian Judeo, you know, whatever you want to call it.
The Judeo-Christian are ethic. You mean Jews and Christians?
Yes, Jews and Christians. They say, walk in your faith. Well, I am walking in my faith. I'm walking in my faith, and if I have to walk on someone's faith, as in F-A-C-E, but I'm lisping, and it's a joke, but you don't get the joke. And
why are you telling me jokes in the middle of saying that if people don't pay you on time?
Bill, a lot of people think doctors are people they can stiff. A lot of people think doctors are the guys you pay last on the list. A lot of people think that doctors are the guys that you say, I'll get to you next year. Well, guess what? No, we're not. We're people you have to pay. And
this is the problem we're having in our country right now. Healthcare is a necessary thing. And
oh, it's necessary. Then why am I the last guy on the list? And when I look at a chart and I go, holy Christ, and I get up and I walk out of the room and I sound like I'm crying. And
you're putting that person through torture. You're emotionally torturing them just so you can, quote, get back at them, as you put it. Here is Paul on the Phil Hendry Show. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, this guy you got on your show really needs to get some seriously mental help. For first of all, doctors get paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars by the insurance companies. Second of all, people that have...
Oh, really? Do they? And the person doesn't have insurance, then what? What do we do if they don't have insurance?
By federal law, you are required to treat them.
And oh, so I'm getting paid thousands and thousands of dollars, huh?
The only thing is, you take the Hippocratic Oath so serious.
In other words, I don't get paid.
I know the Hippocratic Oath. To torture any patient.
So I don't get paid, though. We got past that, okay? When you were talking about thousands and thousands of dollars, you recognized that you were wrong.
You need to honestly lose your medical license. And
you know what, sir? You'd be the guy. I would never torture my patient. I would never torture my patients. You, I would.
What do you mean, you, I would?
This guy. Just because he's giving me lip. Because a lot of people will do that.
Until times get better.
Sue me for what? Because I made you cry?
If you were to look at my chart and act like there was something seriously wrong with me and there was nothing wrong with me, I would sue you until times get better.
Wait a minute. What do you mean act like something seriously wrong? You may look at me and you may think you're acting wrong and all I did was twitch an eyebrow or lift a finger or scratch myself. And
well, then that doesn't look like there's something seriously wrong.
Okay, but I don't know what this guy's going to sue me for. He may sue me because I'm scratching, you know, some area that he's offended by. So what I have to do...
This guy's only going to see, he said he'd sue you, and I think rightfully so. If you attempted to injure him emotionally by looking at his chart and going, or, oh my God, or holy Christ, or steadying yourself as you walked out of the room, or any of these other things that you mentioned...
I made a joke when I walked out of the room on one lady, and I made it sound like I was throwing up. And the reason why I made it sound like I was throwing up is I told her, I hope I don't find a tumor, right? So when the test came back and she was negative, I went, excuse me for a minute. I went outside, I threw up. She didn't have a tumor. Do you understand? You understand the difference? I don't think so.
The difference is, you're saying you take the Hippocratic Oath serious. You take your job serious. Guess what?
Yes.
You are sitting here and telling a bold-faced lie. There's nothing in the Hippocratic Oath that gives you the right to torture a patient.
How did I tell a lie? I didn't say she had a tumor. I went outside and threw up.
You did throw up.
I mean, I pretended like I was throwing up. But I didn't tell her she had a tumor.
No, what you did was you worried that woman.
All right, and again, I say to you and to your callers, they worry me when they decide they're going to stiff me because I'm the doctor... And I'm the guy
that
gets the step.
If you're more concerned about the money than the well-being of human society, if you're more concerned about money than human society, You're in the wrong profession, and you need to live your life.
Are you? Aren't you? You're more concerned about money than human society. How come I'm the last guy to get paid?
I am a small business owner, okay, myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
what kind of business?
I have clients that all the time or right now having a hard time paying me. I am not.
Well, what kind of business are you in?
I'm not sending them threatening calls. I'm not sending them harassment emails or whatever you may say to do. You know what?
Well, I don't know what kind of business you're in, so I don't know if you're telling me the truth or not. What kind of business are you in?
I'm in the event management business.
Oh, that's real. Are you kidding me? Nobody needs that.
But what do you mean nobody needs that? He needs it, and he's got a business.
Yeah, but I mean you're going to start sending out demand letters.
My clients consist of health care hospitals, children hospitals, children that are dying of cancer, children that are dying of major diseases because they can't afford to get the health care in this country to get actually cured.
Are you telling me that you manage events? Like, what do you have, a concert for kids that got cancer, and then the band doesn't pay, and then you send a letter to... I don't understand.
The man's got a business just like, listen, thank you very much for your call, Paul. I appreciate it. Thank you for the... That man said he's not sending out, in these very difficult times, letters...
He said he was in the event management business.
Right, event management.
What is that?
He probably provides security. Maybe he provides the... I don't know. He provides those things for events. Maybe he manages the event to the extent that the promoter needs him to, whoever is promoting.
Well, what's a promoter? See, you don't even know.
I don't need to know. The point is he has a business like anybody else, and because people are not paying him on time, he's giving them a little bit of a grace period. That's what's going on these days, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you giving people a grace period?
My business, if people don't subscribe, they don't subscribe. If they don't want to pay, all they have to do is cancel their subscription. If they want to pay, then they subscribe. I mean, I don't have to hassle people. You know, either they do or they don't. It's people decide. My business is an entertainment business, a voluntary thing. What do you think I'm doing here? You think I'm giving out, you think I provide water and power?
Well, I mean, you're doing, the radio.
This is not a utility. People do whatever they want.
Well, I'm not a utility.
But you provide health care, and so therefore, some people, see it as necessary.
Oh, I see. Some people see it as necessary, and so therefore, Dr. Jim Sadler takes it, and excuse my language, Phil, but I've got to take it where you usually, I don't know how to put this, where you usually sit on the toilet. And
I understand what you're saying. You think you're getting screwed.
I'm not only getting screwed, but I feel that I'm being taken advantage of to the point that were it a physical act, there would be blood.
All right, I hear what you're saying. But you're getting your payback. That's the other thing that you're saying.
What do you mean, my payback?
This guy is a beautiful thing because he just got done telling me that if people don't pay on time, he's going up to the door, he's opening it and then closing it. He looks at the chart and he goes, oh, my God, and walks out of the room. I mean, this cat has probably put, I bet you this guy has caused heart attacks. Heart attacks. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Back with Dr. Jim Sadler in a moment of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
So what about this debt deal? What about this debt ceiling deal today? Well, we're going to talk about it with Professor Emery Clayton, Dr. Ron Tarner, and we'll also have Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County coming on the line with us next hour to discuss the vote today, at least in the House, and I believe that the vote is tomorrow in the United States Senate. And also we'll talk about the return of Gabrielle Giffords to the House of Representatives. I can't imagine, no matter what the political persuasion, of the individual. You have to be proud of her, at least, and look at this young lady who was gunned down while holding a Congress on your corner. I mean, nothing could be more American, and nothing could be more Saturday morning-esque and in a shopping center. I mean, that's just, it's like, that's America. All right, 877-876, Phil, Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us. And
so I want to say something. In the middle of all of this contention, you and I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
I think that, you said thank you. You're not the one that...
No, I know, but I thank you for agreeing.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want... I couldn't agree with you more. I thought it was brave of that young woman. I think we're all very proud to see an American representative in the United States Congress, where we send our representatives, that we send a person of such quality, a person of such courage and of such quality. And again, here is another example of how I don't live in Arizona. I live in California. Had I been living in Arizona, I might have had an opportunity to treat Representative Giffords, but I didn't get that opportunity. I'm here. There's a doctor in Arizona who got that opportunity. I would dare say that man gets paid on time. I think it sounds probably selfish of me. And
well, I don't think that's something we want to... Do you really want to... Do you want this conversation to go there? You know...
Go there.
Does he get paid on time? The doctor that treated Gabrielle Giffords.
Yes. Do you think he gets paid on time? I think the answer to that question is yes, he does. Yes, he does. Do I get paid on time? No, I don't. Why don't I get paid on time? It could be. I don't know. It could be because I didn't operate on a United States Congresswoman who had just taken a gunshot to the head. It could be.
I think that's really cynical, you know.
What are you talking about? Why is that cynical?
Well, are you saying that you wish you'd worked on something that high profile?
I'm saying that I wouldn't have to be on your program talking about walking into a room partially, then closing the door, walking into the room partially, closing the door to make the person nervous inside and thinking that I'm coming in to treat them and I'm not, so I can exact an emotional revenge on them because they don't pay me on time. I wouldn't have to do that. And I wish, Phil, that you and your listeners this evening had some basic, raw level of human emotion. And, boy, it stuns me that...
That what? That I don't have sympathy?
That you don't have more sympathy. And
I have sympathy for anyone that is working and struggling with a business where the accounts receivable and the accounts payable, it just ain't happening. I get it. But to as a doctor, to torture patients by standing outside the door and mumbling something, oh, boy, that's really bad on their chart, just to make them nervous so you can exact an emotional toll, a revenge, which I know you don't want me to say that.
No, I do not want you to say it. It's evening. It's an emotional evening out.
Well, whatever you want to call it, I think is wrong. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
I was just calling because, I'm listening to this guy, and I can understand where he's coming from about wanting to get paid and being upset about it, but his reaction to it, to me, seems pretty juvenile, considering. And the reason why is because, you know, let's just say he wasn't paying his... I'm not saying he isn't, but let's just say he wasn't paying his taxes or he couldn't pay all of his taxes because of stuff that's going on like this with his business. And somehow the cops and the fire department get wind that this guy that's calling them to his house for whatever they need, whether it's, you know, he's got a theft or a domestic dispute, and they know he's not paying his taxes, so they're not getting their money.
Oh, boy. Is this going to take long?
You going to cut in like that, buddy? Well, my question
I'm just asking, is this going to take long, that's all.
Would you let the man finish?
If they decide that they're going to take their sweet time getting to your house, or, you know, maybe give you a hard time when they get there, even though you're the one that called them because you had a problem. Is that fair to you? Where does this stop? Don't you think this is going to...
You just proved that being a doctor is the same as being a fireman and a policeman, and therefore we should be paid as a utility, if you will, or a public service. You just proved it. Thank you.
No, I'm not... Listen,
thank
I'm
you.
Not
thank you very much.
I'm not saying you should be
okay.
Paid.
A lot of people think we ought to get stiff.
You're not hearing me. I totally agree that you should be paid. However,
Okay.
If the police or fire department take their sweet time coming to you because you're not paying your taxes, which pays their money, then that's going to be
I'm not
problem.
Saying, well, no, you missed my point. I didn't say I'm taking my sweet time. I didn't say I'm not operating on people or providing them with, I'm not saying I'm not providing them with medical service. I didn't say that at all. So it's not a fair analogy to say that the cops are taking their time. I'm not taking my time.
It's fair. It's fair for
no, it's not. All I'm doing is giving them a little bit of a ribbing because they're cheap.
And because they're cheap, or maybe they just can't afford it. Maybe it's a mother that just doesn't have.
Oh, here we go with the mother. If I.
What's wrong with that?
You know, you guys always use that example so that I've got no moral high ground to stand on because I'm stiffing some mother someplace. I'm saying it is not a big price to pay if someone is slow paying me that I walk in and I say, oh my God, look at this chart, and then I walk out. Big deal. And I think Mike agrees, because he's not saying anything. So he recognizes.
I don't know if I'm still on or not.
Yeah, you're still on. Oh, how are you? You are on, that's for sure.
Well, this is my point. The cops and the firemen wouldn't do that because of law.
Hurry up.
Phil Hendry.
Too late.